Welcome. Today, we're heading to Valencia, Spain, a city where narrow old streets, futuristic white architecture, Mediterranean beaches, and deeply rooted rice cooking all sit comfortably within one thoughtful short break. The pleasure here is the contrast. You can begin beneath stone bell towers, cross a long green park shaped by a former riverbed, and finish the day with sea air and a patient plate of paella. Start in the old town, or Ciutat Vella. While the day still feels unhurried, Valencia's historic center rewards wandering. Pale facades, small squares, tiled details, and streets that seem to turn before they explain where they are going. Around the cathedral area, the city feels layered rather than preserved behind glass. Look up, then slow down. The point is not to race from landmark to landmark. It is to notice how daily life continues around them. The central market is an especially vivid stop. Its modernist building is full of light, color, produce, fish, and the ordinary business of food. Go with curiosity, but remember that it is a working market, not merely the backdrop. A compact morning can hold the cathedral surroundings, the market, and a few quiet lanes nearby. That small geography gives Valencia an immediate sense of place. Historic, lived in, and pleasantly easy to explore on foot. Then comes the visual jolt. The city of arts and sciences. Its sweeping white forms, pools, and dramatic curves feel almost weightless in the bright Valencian light. It is a bold counterpoint to the close-grained old town. I would approach it through the Turia Gardens if you can. This long green corridor occupies the former riverbed of the Turia, creating an unusually graceful route through the city for walkers, runners, and cyclists. The gardens make the transition feel natural rather than abrupt. One moment you are among palms, paths, and families out for the afternoon. The next, the futuristic complex rises ahead. Valencia does contrast without making them feel disconnected. Food is where the city's geography becomes most deliciously clear. Paella belongs to Valencia's regional rice culture, shaped in part by the nearby Albufeira wetlands and their long relationship with rice growing. There is no need to turn authenticity into a test. Paella has regional variations, and what a restaurant offers may reflect its own style, ingredients, and the season. Ask politely, take your time, and enjoy it as a shared meal when possible. Afterwards, head toward the city beaches for a gentler finish. The broad shoreline shifts the pace completely. Less monument hunting, more walking, sitting, and watching the Mediterranean change color toward evening. If you have more time, Albufeira is a worthwhile outward turn. Its wetland landscape helps connect the meal on your table to the landscape beyond the city, and it asks for a slower, more observant kind of visit. For a short visit, keep the structure simple. On your first day, give the old town and central market your freshest hours, then leave room for an unplanned coffee or a detour through the surrounding streets. On the next day, use the Turia Gardens as your spine, walking or cycling toward the city of arts and sciences. Later, choose the beach for easy relaxation, or Albufeira if rice landscapes and nature appeal more. Valencia is well suited to mixing walking with cycling and public transport. Check the connections that suit your accommodation and plans, rather than overpacking each day. Spring or autumn is often especially comfortable for city walks and outdoor time, though weather can always vary. Travel gently here. Support local businesses, be patient around busy market stalls, keep residential streets peaceful, and follow posted guidance at beaches and in natural areas. A little attentiveness makes the city better for everyone sharing it. The useful takeaway is simple. Valencia works best in balance. Give its historic core, modern landmarks, rice traditions, and coast enough room to speak to one another. Thanks for listening, and enjoy wherever your next walk takes you.